he's coming out of the ling. Shiva is emerging from it. He himself is etheric. Of course, the ling is completely admirably realistic in the way it's been, the exactitude, the lines, everything. And it is a it's in a temple which has been recently constructed. And no, it's still in worship.
It's not recently, it's Chola.
Chola. Chola recently means, sorry, yeah. Right. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that, yeah.
So maybe that was the reason he thought it was...
Yeah, maybe. He referred to that, but he didn't think it was that late.
He said it was... he said nowadays, we're saying... Didn't he say 7th
said
century?
Some people he think said Hans Backer suggested it might be as late as 7th century.
But he denied that it could be 2nd century BCE.
Yes, he did.
In fact,
yeah,
a lot of...
think it was as late as 7th.
The person who excavated it actually thinks it's the 3rd century, but I disagree with him, and I think it's closer to the time of Harhut.
Okay.
So that's why I wrote the date down.
Okay.
To the
second person.
Who is that person?
That's the that is like a, you know, this is what I was reading
it's
recently. Either that or it's a Gana.
It's not. It's a
conflict between the two.
Yeah, it's conflict, but also the years are appointed.
Yeah. Okay.
And now the excavations have actually revealed him completely.
Okay.
So the excavations have taken the, the floor further down. So he is completely revealed.
Okay.
So you can see him much clearer.
Yeah. But Shiva, you can clearly see he has that the like a laguda on his side, and this was the skin we were talking about. Is that he was saying it's a goat that he's carrying, and we think it's an antelope or a, you know, it could be a goat or a ram or an antelope. We're not completely sure what he's carrying in one hand, but this is a very famous for history students. This is extremely famous, almost like the Heliodorus pillar, Vaishnavites, showing the earliest ling in its most natural form. This is a close up of. This is the Chaturmukh ling of the approximately 7th century. Again, now you can't tell it's a ling because it looks so much like a pillar with the four faces. This is the stylized ling, a contrast to that. This is the Panchmukh ling, completely covered. And I wouldn't be able to tell it was a ling at all. And here we have the one I was talking about, the Indus civilization. Madhavanti got this for me so I could show it to you all. Now here, on the basis of his yogic posture, knowing a little bit about the yoga, it's what's called the Badkon Asana. And it's something to do with the retention of sexual fluids. The two legs put together like this. It's definitely yogic. I don't know why some historians feel that it's not yogic. Because it definitely looks yogic. It's very much a difficult asana, a difficult way to sit. And I was reading somewhere that all the cobblers in India sit like this when they're doing their work. And I noticed that that's true. This is the cobbler's way of sitting. I mean, now next, can we say he's a cobbler? Anyway, he's a horn deity. It looks like horns. We normally, when we're describing him, we talk about how many, you know, bangles he has on his hand. But somewhere I read that it could also be centipedes. It could be the conglomeration of different animals. Like, is he three-faced? See the points on the two sides. Mm-hmm. Is he three-faced? Is it Agni? Is it Vishnu? Is it Shiva? And again, where the ithyphallicism is concerned, Shubhangana Athre said that that's definitely a belt. And it's a woman. It's a goddess. It's not a man. So that controversy was there. I think we've come to more or less the end. I've just brought these. They were there. This is Kartikeya. I don't have much to say about him since I didn't talk about him. And this is also Kartikeya, son of Shiva. Yep, that's it. Thank you. Very much. He's coming out of the lynx.